Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and I want to issue a big shout-out to my New York peeps listening to us via our flagship station, Radio 710 WOR in New York City, because we're back. We're back after a brief hiatus for spring training for the Mets, which are carried by WOR during our time slot. But now it's smooth sailing into the rest of spring and summer because regular baseball season is starting, and most of the Met games are at night. So you'll be able to hear this program uninterrupted through much of spring and summer. So stay with us. Those of you who are new listeners, welcome. And a little bit about Intelligent Medicine. Intelligent Medicine is, I consider it one of the best-kept secrets in the field of natural medicine because, well, we share with you some of the big stories on the medical front, and we look at them critically. We do a deep dive on some of the stories that are reported in kind of in a dumbed-down fashion by mainstream media, and we also share with you the latest developments in natural and alternative medicine. So you can call us, 888-302-3684. You've got a full hour to join me in the doctor's office with your question about medicine and health, 888-302-3684. And in addition, we've got podcasts. This is the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon because we've got daily podcasts. No, they're not live on the radio, but you can download them effortlessly from drhoffman.com. Listen to them at your leisure whenever you like, or you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, many of the services that provide podcasts. And we've got some great recent podcasts that I want to call your attention to. We've got a very interesting one on CBD. You know what CBD is? It's cannabidiol, and it's a derivative of hemp or cannabis sativa, the very self-same plant that provides us with marijuana. But CBD is not for getting high. CBD has remarkable medical properties. It helps with pain. It helps with inflammation. It may even have anti-cancer effects. And so check out our podcast from last week, which is available at drhoffman.com on CBD. Also, we interviewed Dr. Jason Fung, who wrote a great book called The Obesity Code, who explores why we can't lose weight with our present diet strategies. And a great podcast that we did last week on low-dose naltrexone, LDN, which is a remarkable therapy that I employ frequently at the Hoffman Center, but very little known in mainstream medicine. It has wonderful effects in autoimmune disorders, in fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue syndrome. It is a prescription medication, so you can't just get it from a health food store. But we learn of the story of a very, very stalwart advocate of low-dose naltrexone who cured herself of multiple sclerosis with low-dose naltrexone. So very interesting set of podcasts. Check them out at drhoffman.com. Let's talk now to Christina from Georgia. How you doing? Hey, I just was there, Christina. I was in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I listen to your podcast regularly, and it's been very interesting to hear. And I just had a question on a product. I'm thinking you spoke about it, but I believe I also might have seen it on your website, also in the Hoffman Center. It's called DimPro.
Sure.
For hormonal balance. And I was just wondering if a woman like has maybe just a couple of symptoms that appear to be like hormonal imbalance, like maybe just like facial hair, or you know, just a couple of minimal things, but everything else seems pretty much normal. Mm-hmm. If she were to try this product, would that tend to, you know, what effect would it tend to have?
Okay, well, so what is DimPro? Well, DIM is diindol methane, and it's a potent derivative of the cabbage family vegetables, and it has anti-cancer effects. We use it especially in women who have cervical dysplasia. It's a precancer of the cervix, which often can lead to cervical cancer. We use it a lot in esophageal dysplasia, sometimes referred to as Barrett's esophagus. We want to prevent that from advancing into deadly esophageal cancer. But it also has hormonal effects. And in particular, it helps a condition called estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance means that women have a buildup of estrogen, possibly with a decline in their progesterone, and it makes them more irritable. It tends to put weight on in the wrong places. It tends to cause very heavy, sometimes painful menstruation, moodiness, and that is, you know, we write about estrogen dominance. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. It's a whole series of articles on it. DIM is one of the things that we use for that. But what you describe, you know, we describe excess body hair, that may be a different female condition, which is called PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And PCOS, yeah, okay, DIM would be all right, but DIM isn't the prime thing that helps PCOS. What helps PCOS is a very low-carb diet, inositol, and vitamin D. Those seem to be particularly helpful for PCOS. So I'm not sure what it is that you have. DIM is not a bad thing to take. It would certainly confer some protection against some serious problems like breast cancer, to which women are highly prone. So you can't really go wrong with it, but I'm just not sure if it's precisely targeted to your particular hormonal imbalance. Kind of depends on your age, depends on, yeah. You know, we do tests to see if you have an excess of androgens, excess testosterone or DHEA, which is sometimes a characteristic of PCOS. You've not been told of polycystic ovarian syndrome?
No, I haven't. Actually, I'm 31, and, you know, I usually have, like, I actually did try the DIM Plus myself to see what it would do, and I had always had regular periods, and, like, when I started taking it, like, 10 days after I got my period in day 18, so I was a little concerned. I was like, well, maybe this is
well, it did something. It did something. And sometimes when you introduce these things, you can have a change in your periods, but what will happen often is that'll, you know, after a couple of jump starts, your period will regularize, and maybe, you know, it'll be lighter and less debilitating than it was in the past. So, yeah, I mean, it is potent, but you might say, well, I don't want to take anything hormonal because, God forbid, it could stimulate breast cancer. It kind of has the opposite effect. It has sort of a blocking effect on estrogen, and therefore can be part of a program for prevention of hormonal cancers. Okay.
Okay, so I don't have to, like, quit taking it thinking that I messed something up, and
no.
That's what I was warned. Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling. All right, this is an item which has created a big firestorm. I learned of it last week while I was in Atlanta at a conference of the Alliance for Natural Health. ANH-USA.org is the place to go if you want to be a consumer who wishes to safeguard your access to natural medicine, both on the supplement side and on the practitioner side. It's a great organization. I'm on the board of that organization. And we learned of this. There's a real controversy about a film that was to be aired at the Tribeca Film Festival this week. In fact, it's not going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival, but some other outlets are showing it. Robert De Niro is a founder of the festival, and initially he showed great courage and fortitude in the face of withering criticism, and he said, I'm going to air this film anyway. The film is entitled Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, and it tells the story of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was the author of a very controversial study that was published in the British medical journal The Lancet. And then it was vociferously attacked to the point where it was retracted in 2010. And I followed this very carefully. What the report, what the paper suggested is that kids who received the MMR vaccine, some of them, by no means all of them, but a very small minority, developed unusual intestinal problems that were related to ultimately autism. We now believe there's a gut-brain connection that if you have improper gastrointestinal function and the barriers break down, you develop leaky gut syndrome. Toxins from the gastrointestinal tract or allergens from food can travel to the brain and wreak havoc. That's theory anyway. And Dr. Wakefield pointed out several instances where vaccine recipients had gastrointestinal problems. He's a gastroenterologist in England. Well, such a firestorm arose after that because the suggestion was you shouldn't take the MMR vaccine. And vaccine denialists these days are in the category of Holocaust denialists. You can't push back against vaccine settled science without being accused of being an enemy of society. And that's what happened to Dr. Wakefield. His medical license was revoked. Now, why was it revoked? You look at the study. The study actually, they can't claim that the study was phony. What the concern was is that he had some conflicts of interest. He actually was about to testify on behalf of some vaccine plaintiffs. And so what they were saying is he wrote the paper to gin up opposition to vaccines so that they could win a whole lot of money when suing the vaccine makers. And that's a no-no in science. You aren't supposed to have conflicts of interest. The actual charge against Wakefield does not negate his interesting findings. It's just that there were some financial conflicts of interest and ethics violations in how he put together the study. Nevertheless, they're about to do this film at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro said, "I'm going to stand my ground." He said, "My intent in screening this film was to provide an opportunity for conversation around an issue that is deeply personal to me and my family." Because apparently as an autistic child. But somebody got to Robert De Niro, and he did an about-face and said, "After reviewing over the past few days the Tribeca Film Festival team and others in the scientific community, we do not believe it contributes to or furthers the discussion I had hoped for." So De Niro chickens out, the film gets pulled, and this is incredible because when you look at movies these days, you get slasher movies, movies depicting rape, torture, pedophilia, full frontal nudity, incessant profanity, frank sexual encounters, sadomasochism, but questioning vaccines is too much. It's incredible to me that we can't even have the dialogue. I'm not saying that we should not have vaccines, but a film that suggests that we need to do more research and potential hazards of vaccines, that's about as far as it goes, that is too hot, too controversial to show at a very progressive New York film festival. That is so crazy. It is so crazy. Anyway, the film will be around, and there will be an opportunity for people to see it. And all the publicity, I think, will actually draw more attention to the movie Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You know, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, they are part of the Essential Formulas brand. Well, today we mourn the passing of a true probiotic pioneer. Dr. O'Hara himself has passed away. He was a PhD and developer of the world-renowned Dr. O'Hara probiotic formulations, passed away after a brief illness at the age of 80. And the CEO and president of Essential Formulas writes, "This is extremely sad news for everyone at Essential Formulas. I had the privilege of working with Dr. O'Hara for many years and considered him not only a brilliant scientist, but also a friend. He was a visionary in the field of microbiology and biochemistry, and his pioneering research developed the first clinically controlled natural fermentation process, thus setting the gold standard for probiotic supplementation worldwide." And it's kind of an interesting story about how he originated this. He was born in Osaka, Japan in 1936, and early in his architectural career, he was assigned to a project that was being planned and constructed in Malaysia. This must have been in the 1950s, and while there, he became ill after consuming a locally brewed beverage. So to help ease his digestive discomfort, a local resident offered him a, quote, magic elixir that, quote, mysteriously and quickly eased his distress, while at the same time spurring his professional curiosity. So what was this concoction? Dr. Hare was so inspired by his experience that he returned to Okayama University to earn his postgraduate degree in microbiology, and he did a deep dive into probiotic science and discovered that the drink was a fermented food containing various strains of lactic acid bacteria. And after more than 10 years of scientific studies, he formulated the original Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, consisting of a special strain of lactic acid bacteria, E. fecalis TH10. The rest is history. And so today we mourn the passing of a true probiotic pioneer, Dr. O'Hara.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number, 888-302-3684. Or if you don't care, call today. You can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is our weekly podcast feature wherein we answer your questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll field your question on the air on one of our podcasts. Let's talk now to Marianne.
Hi. Hi, Dr.
Hoffman.
Good.
How are you? Good.
Good. I have a question about your opinion of if the use of curcumin as a supplement and iron as a supplement together. I've heard that curcumin can lower the efficacy of iron supplementing. Is there any truth to that at all?
I actually haven't heard that. And if indeed it's true, it's only to a minor extent. And by the way, not everything that you read on the internet is documented fact. And I guess that's why you're calling this program. And we have to sometimes evaluate claims like that. What is true is that if you take your calcium with iron, that's probably not a good idea because you'll actually cancel out the absorption of the iron to some extent. But the question is, why are you taking an iron supplement in the first place? Is that are you sure it's absolutely necessary?
I did go through chemotherapy and treatment. I guess afterwards I was borderline anemic, not terribly so, but enough that my doctor recommended I take some iron.
Well, hang on for a second. You know, the type of anemia that occurs with chemotherapy is not usually iron deficiency anemia. You will be anemic after chemotherapy because it depresses the bone marrow, which is kind of the factory where your blood cells are manufactured. But it's the iron isn't the limiting factor usually. The problem is the bone marrow has been damaged, and you may, you know, instead of running a 36 or 37, you may run a 32 or 33 for a long period of time, even permanently. So taking iron, what ends up happening is just a lot of iron builds up. It's not necessarily incorporated in your red blood cells. The analogy is a little bit like, say, a factory in Detroit is making your car, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, there's some production delays, and we can't get your car out to you for 3 months. And you say, well, why don't you just get the factory to order some more glass and steel and aluminum? And the problem may be in the supply chain. They may not have enough raw materials, but the problem, the choke point, may be actually that the assembly line only enables manufacture a certain number of cars per month, and all the glass and steel and aluminum in the world isn't going to make your car arrive faster for you. So that's kind of what happens in chemotherapy-associated anemia. It's actually the manufacture of the red blood cells that's hampered, not the limiting of the raw material. So, you know, some people think, well, anemia, the answer to anemia is always take more iron, take more iron. There are many types of anemia. The most common type of anemia in young women who especially menstruate or have had pregnancies is iron deficiency anemia. I get it. Or people who are vegetarians on a limited diet. But I'm not sure that strategy is going to work for you. And I hope your doctor really has checked your iron levels because, you know, what can happen sometimes is if you indiscriminately take iron without measuring and following your iron and your ferritin, you can overload iron, and that's harmful.
Right. I do have the ferritin level checked, and transferrin, is that part of it too? Something.
Yeah.
Besides just the iron, and those levels have come up a bit, but given the results, she told me to double my dose of iron.
Okay, so maybe she is right that you do need more iron.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that it's not part of the problem. It has been that the chemo may have damaged your capacity to manufacture red blood cells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, but the curcumin itself isn't doing the iron.
It should not. And in fact, one of the ways to enhance your absorption, there is actually a nutrient that actually helps to enhance your absorption of iron, and that's vitamin C. When you take vitamin C concurrently with iron, it actually helps to boost your absorption.
Oh, good. Okay. I take that a couple times a day. Thank you very much.
Well, indeed. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. All right. This is something I really want to share with you because I it's not often that a real important breakthrough comes my way that I'm real excited about these days. And blood pressure is such a ubiquitous problem, especially in the over 50 population. You know, statistics show that virtually half of Americans over the age of 50 or 60 are dependent on blood pressure medications, sometimes multiple medications with debilitating side effects. So the answer is you've got high blood pressure, okay, diet, exercise, take supplements. But if you have high blood pressure and it's uncontrolled and you're not taking medication, you could be in serious trouble. So that's why I'm really excited for some people don't respond to diet and exercise. There's a device called the Zona Plus. And it's the real deal, folks. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective that studies show it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a easy-to-use, handheld, high-tech device that guides you through a patented therapy that has been proven to impact blood pressure. You got to use it regularly over a period of time, but it can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. So I want you to try it, and therefore we worked out this deal. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman or enter the promo code Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or on the web, tryzonanow.com. All right, let's now take a look at a very interesting study that suggests that you can overcome shyness by eating sauerkraut. Okay, that's a kind of a clickbait headline. A possible connection between fermented foods, which contain probiotics, and social anxiety, fancy word for shyness, has been the focus of a recent study. What they found, they did this research at the University of Maryland School of Social Work, to investigate a possible connection between fermented foods, which contain probiotics, and social anxiety. They found that young adults who eat more fermented foods have fewer social anxiety symptoms. And the effect is greatest among those at genetic risk for social anxiety disorder. So, yeah, you know, look, what this suggests, hey, look, it's not a, obviously, a quick fix panacea for everyone suffering from crippling social anxiety or terminal shyness. But there is a clear-cut link between the health of your gut, and not just your digestion, but your brain function, mood, anxiety, depression, and now add social anxiety to the list of conditions that may be positively impacted by restoring balance to your gastrointestinal tract. You can do it through probiotic supplements. You can do it through live fermented foods, foods like sauerkraut, foods like healthy yogurts that actually contain live cultures and are not pasteurized. These are some of the ways that you can put good bugs back into your intestinal tract. All right, let's talk now to Tom in Westchester, New York. How you doing?
Thanks for taking the call, doctor.
Sure.
I had an endoscopy done about 8 years ago, and they found polyps in the stomach.
Yeah.
And he had them removed and tested. They came back negative. He said I should get another one every couple years.
Yes.
And I did a couple times, and the same situation occurred. He commented that there was something about them. He said they kind of crumbled when he touched them with the instrument. Apparently, they weren't growing heavily or whatever.
Right.
At any rate, I no longer have health insurance, and I haven't had one in 4 years. And I'm just wondering, in the stomach, are polyps the same as they would be in the colon? Do they have the same possible outcomes in terms of developing into something worse?
Yeah, first let me comment on that health insurance thing. You know, I used to think, oh, you know, that's an unusual circumstance. That's not me. But recently I had a transition where my health insurance lapsed and I had to go scrambling for health insurance. And it really is scary because, you know, you got to run around and look for opportunities to get health insurance. And it's so damn expensive these days that I can see some people just saying, I can't deal with this anymore. The premiums are hundreds of dollars a month. And for a family policy, it could be tens of thousands of dollars a year. And it's a really scary thing when you feel vulnerable because, like, oh, my God, I don't have any health insurance. What if something happens to me? That being said, what you have is highly atypical because usually polyps in the stomach, they're much rarer than polyps in the colon. Polyps in the colon, pretty common finding, and sometimes they're precancerous and sometimes they're benign. But polyps in the stomach usually are kind of rubbery, nodular things. You know, they're really not crumbly, so I'm not really sure what, you know, he's talking about. He seems surprised to see the consistency of those polyps, and, you know, since they're benign, there's a good chance that subsequent polyps will also be benign. That being said, you know, you probably do need some follow-up. So, you know, one of the things that does ultimately get people insurance is when they reach Medicare age. And then, you know, you usually get insurance for necessary, you know, at the bare bones kinds of treatment. So if you were a normal polyp former, you know, there's some things that you can do. And I've seen this particularly with colon polyps. We've had patients who've, you know, just like you, they've had polyps every time they've gone for colonoscopies. And it's scary because then they say, well, you have to come back more frequently. These could turn cancerous. What happens if we miss something? So the protocol for gastrointestinal polyps involves, you know, one of the things we actually talked about earlier in this program, we talked about DIM, diindolmethane, which is a derivative of the cabbage family, a really wonderful anti-cancer effects. Also something called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate, has really good anti-cancer effects. And that's in a product called BrocoMax. Originally, Brocco sprouts were made by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, rich in sulforaphane, which is a wonderful anti-cancer compound. And then green tea or EGCG, vitamin D has been shown to have anti-colon cancer effects. Even folate seems to slow the progression from precancer to cancer in Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancer of the esophagus. Selenium might provide some protection against cancer as well. You know, by the time you buy all these supplements, you may say, hey, I'm just going to get a health insurance premium, a cheap policy, because they can run you some bucks. But those are some of the things that you can be doing. And, of course, a diet that is rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, rich in the carotenoids, because those may have wonderful anti-cancer effects. Those are some of the things you could do. But what you describe, you know, these crumbly polyps, that's unusual. It's hard to know precisely what's happening there without some further analysis to figure out, you know, what's making you have those. That's
the reason why I was sent. The reason why I was sent is because I had IBS and I started taking Dr. O'Hara's, and
yes,
the symptoms of IBS went away.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well,
I was saddened to hear your report earlier that he had passed away, because of you and Dr. O'Hara, the symptoms that sent me for an endoscopy have since gone away.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, he was a true pioneer. And you just kind of imagine that this all got started. I mean, people knew about fermented foods, and even right at the beginning of the 20th century, a doctor named Eli Metchnikoff emphasized the importance of a healthy gastrointestinal tract and healthy bacteria. He was a big proponent of live yogurts for overall health, not just, you know, gut health, but for overall immunity and well-being. And it took another 75 years for pioneers like Dr. O'Hara to pick up on that research and perfect highly effective concentrated probiotics using modern microbiology techniques and, you know, modern science to find the best, most effective constituents. But it all started, you know, like some kind of magic elixir that he got in the jungle in Malaysia during his during his architecture student days, and that got the whole movement started. So an interesting historical footnote. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks for the...
Yep. My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you and Mark from Connecticut. Welcome.
Dr. Hoffman, thank you. I have a 15-year-old son who was given 1 milligram fluoride tablets by a dentist he went to when he was younger, before his permanent teeth came in.
Mm-hmm.
And
why do they do that? To prevent cavities?
Well, we lived in a house that had a well, and this dentist believed that, because we had well water, without even asking us if we've ever had it tested, she assumed that, there wasn't, since we didn't have municipal water, it wasn't fluoridated, right. And therefore he needed these milligram tablets, these 1 milligram tablets.
That's quite a lot. That's a lot. That's 1,000 micrograms.
The dentist that we went to subsequently said that he thought she was using an older protocol that dentists these days, if they use internal fluoride tablets at all, they usually use, half of a milligram or something.
Right.
But, anyway, I had done some research and realized, this is a real bad thing to have put in your kid's body. But, I told my ex-wife, not to give him the tablets. But then, I moved out of the house. And I didn't know what she was doing. And she ended up giving him the tablets. So he basically, I've read a lot. I'm very alarmed now because I've read about how destructive fluoride can be. And I'm assuming that, probably did systemic damage to his body. He has dental fluorosis.
Explain what that is to our listeners, because that's something that you see when you see your son. What does that look like?
Well, he has, his teeth are kind of yellowish.
They're kind of mottled looking.
Then he has these sort of bright white patches on his teeth. I guess it has something to do with the way fluoride interrupts the mineralization process of the teeth. I'm very upset. I'm extremely upset about this whole thing. I mean, it's, after the fact, obviously he's 15 now, but, I don't think he smiles as much as he would. I think, it's possible his IQ might have been higher even, because that, can affect brain development, this stuff, it can affect, a developing brain, and his IQ might have been affected. A lot of things are probably affected. So my question is, what can I do? Is there anything I can do, or is it too late?
So the answer is that to some extent, the exposure has happened, and what you can do is you can limit additional exposure, because we all get, when we're drinking tap water and we're using many over-the-counter products, They contain fluoride because they're made with municipal water supplies that have fluoride. Soft drinks often contain fluoride. Even some bottled waters contain fluoride. So what we want to do at this point is minimize additional exposure to fluoride because he's gotten enough. He's gotten a lifetime's supply of fluoride for whatever, you know, good it might have done him. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy about whether our fluoridation campaign has really meant a reduction in cavities. There may have been other nutritional trends and dental hygiene trends that has caused a dramatic reversal in our rate of cavities. But, you know, clearly he's gotten too much. Another theory is that because fluoride seems to affect the thyroid, that one way to mitigate the damage of fluoride to the thyroid is to give a little bit of iodine. Now, I don't like to suggest that you take mega doses of iodine without medical supervision, but, you know, a small iodine supplement, usually they're derived from kelp, could be helpful for helping to restore iodine to the thyroid, because things like bromine and chlorine and fluoride are halogens, and they compete with iodine. They're all part of the same column in the periodic table if you study chemistry. And there's a competitive effect where iodine kind of gets pushed out. So sometimes restoration of iodine is a way to overcome some of these problems. But, you know, look, you're right. There is a concern. You know, you can learn more about fluoride toxicity because it really has been sort of a cause celeb. Why do we need to add fluoride to our water supply and drink it? You know, maybe dentists can apply a little bit of fluoride topically to the mouth, but when you get it in the toothpaste and you get it in the water supply and the dentist supply, and then you know, you sometimes give oral tablets, it's far too much fluoride. www.fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org has a lot of information about this. And this has been a subject that has occupied me during my entire medical career because I think it's overkill for sure. All right. This program is just the tip of the iceberg in intelligent medicine phenomena. Check out podcasts, drhoffman.com.